Hey, this is Dave Wonders, host of Dave Wonders, and I love conversations, whether it's with local pastors, artists, filmmakers, authors, random people from the community, any opportunity to sip a cup of coffee and have a good conversation. So sit back and relax. For more conversations like this one, you can visit our website, thepulse.mn, or you can tune in weekdays from 2 to 6 Central at 104.3 The Pulse in Central Minnesota, or online at thepulse.mn. You are listening to 104.3 The Pulse. My name is Dave, and we love connecting with our Pulse artists. Today, I've got the joy of chatting with Tarian. How you doing, Tarian?
Man, I am doing so well. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Now, we've been playing you on our station for like 5 years. I think the first song we played was In the Arms. And now we're enjoying the new stuff. Honestly, We Just Need Jesus. And I think you put that song out at exactly the right time.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's what it feels like. It feels like a timeless message because, you know, every generation we have our different set of challenges, you know, that take place in the world. Even when we were filming the music video in New York City, just below us was a protest happening. And it was just, man, mind-blowing, you know, because obviously the world feels this tension. And I believe that, you know, what the answer would be is just the love of Jesus and the gospel. And so, man, I want to do whatever I can to bring that message.
It's one of those things where having read my Bible, I don't know if we're ever going to have like sunshine and roses, right? I mean, it gets kind of dark in Revelation at the same time as Christians were called to be the light.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's what it seems like. We've had a lot of conversations like this, you know. I think there will be pockets of things where we're seeing the Lord moving in amazing ways, but then, you know, the world at large, I think, will just have so much suffering and pain. But I think, like you're saying, man, we have the light of Jesus to bring to the world. And so in these seasons, the Holy Spirit's just prepping us for those moments, you know.
January, the debut album, Give It Time. How good does it feel to get that out into the world?
It was such a relief. We had been working on it for, I think, about 3 years. You know, and it's such a fun process making the album. But to finally be able to get it into people's homes, I am so grateful that happened. And just seeing how the message of waiting and trusting the Lord while waiting and, it's impacting people, that means a lot to me. And that was my prayer for the album, is being able to share some of my testimony in that and encourage people as well.
The title track of the album, Give It Time, wrecked me the first time I heard it, because I've been in that season and know exactly how that feels. Feeling like you're in a holding pattern and feeling like, okay, God, did you forget about the promises you've made to me? And yet still trying to trust in Him and be faithful and to what He's called you to do. And yeah, that could be a rough thing.
It really can be, you know, especially depending on how long you've been waiting and how long you've been praying. But for me, I finally came to that place of, Lord, however long you want me to be in this season and you feel is right for me to be in this season, that's what I'm going to surrender to. If it hurts, if it's painful, you know, in some ways it can open up a can of worms for people, you know. But, Lord, I just want to surrender over to you my time, you know, and the timeline of what I'm praying for. And that brought so much more peace, so much more joy, just trusting the Lord and just going, man, He has really good plans for me, and I want His plans, not my own.
In your song, you mentioned writing down these dreams in 2014. How has what you thought would happen differed from what has happened in the journey that He's taken you on?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. I would say in 2014, I was writing down dreams of becoming an actress. I was very close to going to school out in L.A. For acting for film and television. At one point, I thought I wanted to do pop music, And, man, the lore just kind of reminded me of all that was spoken over my life as a child, that I would do music for his kingdom, you know? And when I laid down my own dreams and my own plans and just went, Lord, here are my hands. They're open to whatever your will is for my life. It turned out completely different. I mean, but in the best way possible. I mean, I didn't think that I would be on the road with Toby Mac, you know, for years. And being able to be a part of that family and being a part of Goatee Records, and doing what I'm doing now. So it's a huge blessing in the best ways. And I'm so grateful for that.
Is that a really surreal thing to be hanging out with Toby all the time? Cause it doesn't get any bigger than Toby.
I know, man. He's like the Kirk Franklin of CCM, you know, and we are so mind blown. We truly are. My husband and I will take moments to just reflect on what's around us and the people that we have in our lives. And we're just grateful. And Toby is a legend and amazing at what he does. And I think the best part about working with him is being able to see that he is not jaded. He still wants to turn people's eyes to the King through music. He says it all the time from stage, and he lives that. And I'm just honored to be able to be a part of a camp like that.
You guys are coming up on August 4th, you and Toby, at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Excited for that show. What is your favorite thing about touring, favorite thing about being out and on the road, and your least favorite thing?
My favorite thing would be all of my friends out on the road, man. We've made such great community out there. And on those tough days, they're the ones picking me back up, you know. And just the laughter, the ability to hold each other accountable and talk about the Lord and challenge each other and that, man, it's been so beautiful. And that's my favorite part about it. My least favorite part about touring is missing the important things with your family back home. That always hurts, and I know a lot of people experience that on the road. But that would be my least favorite part about it.
One of the things I like to ask every artist I chat with is a hypothetical scenario. Here's the guardrails. Here's the parameters. It's called fantasy concert. You have the opportunity, because of just the powers of magical booking, to do a show with any three artists, living or dead, Christian or secular, any genre. Who would you love to share the stage with for one night?
I would go Tori Kelly,
she's
John
so good.
Bellion, and Justin Bieber. I think that'd be a fun night. Yeah,
that's an incredible lineup. Holy cow, who's opening that show?
I'll open.
Oh, no, you gotta close.
Yeah.
You gotta close.
Oh, I gotta close. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because then the encore, you have, you know, everybody hopping on stage and joining you.
Oh, man. I think Tori, maybe. That's crazy that I would close that show. Yeah.
This is why it's fantasy concert. We define the rules of this. I would go to that show. I don't have a ton of contacts, but I'll do what I can to see if I can book that.
Yeah, right. Awesome. Let's go.
We're about halfway through the year. What is something awesome that's happened in the last 6 months? And you can't say your album because we already talked about your album. Although that, I'm sure that was a bright, amazing spot. But something awesome that has happened in the year so far, and something that you're looking forward to that's kind of in the wings that's coming up.
Yeah, something that happened, I would say it's between Fox and Friends and K-Love Fan Awards. I am still just blown away. The Lord was so kind to let us do those things. We had an amazing time. I'm looking forward to, I'm doing the Grand Ole Opry. So I'll have my Opry debut coming up in August. So, man, we're excited about that.
That's a crazy venue.
Man, yeah, it's stunning. It's beautiful, too. I love it.
Do you have any kind of venues that are, like, on your hit list, like, I gotta play here someday?
I would say I would love with my band to be able to go play Red Rocks. That'd be awesome.
That place is gorgeous.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
What is the album that you're listening to right now on repeat?
That is a good question. While I'm here, I'm like, let me go through my music and see what I'm listening to. Every time someone asks me this, I'm always like, wait, what am I listening to? I would say the most recent that I can't stop playing. Honestly, Aaron Cole. I love that new Aaron Cole album.
That's really good. We've been playing Proof off of that.
Yeah, it's so good, man. So good. Yep.
If you had the opportunity, you've got everybody's ears right now in the whole Brainerd Lakes area, whole central Minnesota area, and you have the opportunity to personally invite them to the show on August 4th, make your pitch. What would you say to them?
If you are looking for a night of music where both you and your kids can all agree on it and all have an amazing time, and it's all rooted in Jesus, come to Bemidji. This is the show for you, and we are so excited to see all of you guys who will be there with us that night.
Well, you have the benefit of visiting Bemidji in August, which is the best time to visit before it freezes over and turns into an icebox. Minnesota's great, you know, for like 2 months out of the year, so you've chosen well.
I believe it's going to be on a boat that day. Like, I think we're going to have a good time that day, so yeah.
Should be good. Well, Terry, thank you for taking the time to chat with us. It's a joy to learn a little bit more about you and to share your music with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to Dave Wonders. You can find more episodes of Dave Wonders on the website, thepulse.mn, or any place you get your podcasts.